Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. Now, guys and dolls, New York has got lots of things like Brooklyn Bridge, the Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty, you know. Yeah, and also the UNO building, United Nations. When you get a fare to or from this joint, you could be picking up any nationality under the sun. And most of them I cannot stand. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't anti. Nah, I just can't stand them. Well, for one thing, they speak foreign languages to each other in the back of the cab. And I can't understand what they is talking about. And boy, that bugs me. Anyway, usually when I get so cold to go there, I sense my bloody red. But of course, I mean, you don't follow that the only time you pick up a foreigner is at the United Nations. No, sir. Like the time my bloody red gets this fare down at the docks.
Where to, mister?
The Stanton Hotel. Do you know where that is?
Do I know where that is? Do I know where the Stanton Hotel is? Do I know? No, where is it?
It's in New York.
Well, that narrows it down, I suppose. Hang on, I'll find out. Hello, Michael Red calling. Hello, Michael.
Coming, Kowalski. What's biting you?
I got a fare.
You want I should arrange for them to broadcast a spot message on the radio wishing you luck?
I hadn't finished, Michael. Where is the Stanton Hotel? No.
You should be ashamed of yourself. They could take away your license, you know that?
Michael, don't give me a thousand words.
You know where the Stanton Hotel is?
Look, would you mind?
Don't get fresh, mister, or you can walk.
What are you trying to do, ruin my business?
What business? He gets a fan, you don't know where to find the place he wants to go to?
Listen, Michael, for the last time, will you tell me where the Stanton Hotel is?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
On account of I ain't even heard of the place.
Michael... Oh, she rung off.
Look, I'm in a hurry.
I'm sorry, mister. Look, ain't there somewhere else you'd like to go? I mean, like Grand Central Station or the Waldorf Astoria? I knows where that is. Anywhere. You name it, I'll take you there. Go on, anywhere.
The Stanton Hotel.
Cheat. No wonder you limeys won the War of Independence.
But we didn't. You won it. Anyway, what has that got to do with...
We won it. Yeah, that's right, we did. So what do you mean by coming to an enemy country and throwing your weight above, huh?
That was 300 years ago or something.
Look, just like you limeys to hold a grudge.
Perhaps I'd better find another cab.
Listen, if I don't know and Myrtle don't know, nobody don't know. In fact, the place probably don't exist.
I've been there before.
When?
5, 6 years ago.
Oh, that place.
You know where it is?
I know where it was. They pulled it down. It was on the corner of 15th and Grand.
That's right.
Yeah, the old Stanton Hotel. Yeah, they pulled it down. They put up another hotel there.
Oh, what's it called, the new one?
It's called the new Stanton Hotel.
Would you mind taking me there, please?
Not at all.
Which is my buddy Red for you. Anyway, he takes this guy there and drops him. Then the guy books him to pick him up in an hour's time. So in the meantime, Red comes back to the rank and he sits in my cab chewing the fat, which is something I has to go through once or twice a day.
So I says to him, I says, what is you doing over here? Are you on vacation? And do you know what he says?
Okay, what's he say?
Guess.
What do you mean, guess? How can I guess?
I'll give you a clue.
I don't want no clues. I ain't interested. Who cares why he came over here? I don't. Now forget it.
Okay.
Why did he come over here?
He's a cop.
Looking for what?
I don't know, but he's a real-life London CID man from Scotland.
A real-life London CID man from Scotland?
Yard.
Huh?
From Scotland Yard.
Yeah? What's he doing over here?
I don't know. I'll find out when I picks him up again.
Yeah, well, listen, when you picks him up, you just be careful he don't pick you up.
I ain't done nothing.
You sure? I wouldn't trust them Scotland Yard guys. They're smart. It ain't really fair to do things like that to my buddy Red, on account of he ends up believing him. Anyways, comes the time for him to go and pick up the CID guy from the New Stanton Hotel. He leaves, but he's worried.
I ain't done nothing. What did I do? So even if I did, why send a guy all the way from London? I don't want to go to London. It rains there. Anyways, if he had come to pick me up, why didn't he do it while he had me there in the cab? Chuck's just having me on is all. Mind you, there was that time with that girl. Is that so serious? I ask you, is that so serious? So I stole a lollipop. Terrible thing. Okay, so she was only 8. But I was only 7. That kind of thing wouldn't go down in the police records. Even if it did, why send a guy from England? What's wrong with our local cops? You want to know? Plenty. That's what's wrong with our local cops. Well, here's the hotel, and there he is standing waiting.
You're very prompt.
What do you mean? I'm right on time.
That's what I mean.
Oh. Where to?
Central Police Headquarters.
Okay. So you're over here on business, huh?
Yes.
What kind of business?
Police business.
Yeah, that figures.
As a matter of fact, I'm over here with an order to extradite a man.
You're gonna have him dug up again?
That's exhumation.
That's when you breathe out.
That's exhalation.
That's when you're very happy.
That's exhilaration.
So why are you very happy about digging a guy up again?
No. Extradition. Most countries of the world have a law whereby they allow the police of other countries to come into their country and take out a man who is wanted for a crime in the other country.
What other country?
England. This man is wanted for murder in England. He was apprehended by the New York police.
So, if they apprehended him, why didn't they grab him?
They did. They're holding him at police headquarters, and I'm going to take him back to England. He'll stand trial there.
Red rolls up at the police HQ, and the guy tells him to wait. Meanwhile, back at the rank, I is having a word or three with my broad.
It's getting so's I'm a laughing stock.
So stop making with the cracks.
That ain't what I meant, Chuck Edwards, and you knows it. When is we gonna get married?
Oh, that... Married!
You hide married.
I thought you said buried.
Cut the smart talk and give me a direct answer. Are we getting married, yes or no?
No.
By me? That ain't a direct answer.
Now, listen, honey, of course we're gonna get married, ain't we? I mean, after all, we is engaged.
With you, that don't mean nothing. 15 years, Chuck Edwards, is long enough for any dame.
So, you're doing better than most. It's going on 16.
Well, I just want you to know that I am getting sick and tired of waiting. When we started walking out together, it was 1954, and it is now 1970. You realize that?
Yeah. Hey. It's been a long walk, sugar.
Now, listen here, Chuck Edwards. Either we get married in the next week, or it is over cadovas finito. Get me?
The next week? Ah, you gotta be kidding.
I ain't. I means every word. You got 1 week, Chuck Edwards. After that, I'll tell Frank. Okay.
Oh, that's fine. Frank! Say, who the heck is Frank?
You got 1 way of finding out.
What do you mean?
If we ain't married before the week is out, then Frank will be my new fiancé. Then you'll know who Frank is.
Oh, boy. Why is things always in such a hurry? I mean, I keep telling Myrtle that we is doing our bit to keep the divorce rate down by not getting married in the first place. Ah, but no. You don't get nowheres with a doll by trying to be reasonable. Anyways, back with Kowalski, he is still waiting for the Scotland Yard guy to come out with the murderer.
Taxi. Hey, can you hear me? I want a cab.
I am engaged.
So? What do you want me to do, kiss you?
Look, Buster, beat it. I'm engaged.
You ain't my type anyways.
Now look, mister.
Who are you calling mister? Don't you get insulting with me.
Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is that I already has a fare.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where is he?
I am waiting.
So you're waiting for a fare? Here I am.
Listen, look, do me a favor. Will you beat it?
Why? Don't you like me?
Like you?
Yeah.
I got nothing against you. It's just that this cab's already hired.
Hired, lowered, who cares so long as it gets me there?
Look, my friend, yeah. I have been hired.
Uh-huh.
You listen?
I'm listening.
I have been hired to wait for a guy in there, police headquarters. Oh. Now, if I was you, I wouldn't hang around too long on account that they will pick you up on a drunk and disorderly charge.
Who's disorderly charge? And who's drunk? Anybody says I'm drunk, I'll poke him one up. You say police headquarters?
That's what I said.
I think I'll walk. Thank you for the offer of a lift, but no thanks. You meet tonight.
Gee, ain't drunks a pain when you're sober? Oh, let's see what's on the radio. Wonder what's keeping this guy anyways. Maybe they lost this murderer guy. I wouldn't put nothing past the cops.
Turn that thing off, will you?
Oh, sure. Hey, is this the guy? Gee, what did he do?
Never mind the small talk. Take us to the airport.
Yeah, fast.
Gee, you in a hurry to get sentenced?
Hurry up.
And shut
okay,
up.
Okay.
It was a pity that old buddy boy Red didn't keep that radio switched on for 5 minutes longer, on account of I was listening, and this is what I heard.
And that brings us to the end of our program of recorded music brought to you by the makers of Boosted Barley, the breakfast food that lasts you right through the day. Remember, one plateful of Boosted Barley is all you need to
the next morning. Oh, boy, I love them commercials.
Brought to you by the makers of Roasted Rye, the breakfast food with a difference, and what a difference.
Yeah?
The rye whiskey in Roasted Rye gives you the protein you need for the whole day.
How about that?
At the docks today, a CID man from New Scotland Yard, England, here to extradite suspected murderer Charles Fox, at present held at police headquarters, was attacked and robbed.
Oh,
his unconscious body was found by the dock police behind a warehouse. Whitney, the CID man, recovered consciousness a short while ago, but is being kept under observation in a local hospital.
Well, guys and dolls, like I said, I was listening. And it comes to me in a flash that with Kowalski's luck, this is the guy he's picked up. No, not Whitney, the guy who clobbered him. So I goes to the nearest precinct house and I tells the guy behind the desk what I suspicions. And that was my first mistake.
Yeah?
Listen, you know this guy Whitney who was clobbered down at the docks?
Never heard of him.
They just broadcast a radio message saying that this CID man was knocked unconscious.
I never listens to the radio. I'm a TV man myself. Anyways, I'm on duty.
Now, look, this guy was hit and robbed. Now, my buddy picked up a fare saying he was a CID man come to extricate a murderer to England. And I reckon this is the same guy.
The same guy as what?
The same guy that clobbered Whitney.
Who's Whitney?
Well, you see... Oh, for crying in a bucket, I told you.
Listen, you're laying a charge against this Whitney character?
Whitney's in hospital.
So why are you wasting my time?
Now, look, get on to headquarters and find out if this Charles Fox has been handed over.
Fox, I thought you were talking about Whitney. You're trying to make a monkey out of me.
I am trying to help you stop a guy, help a murderer to escape.
Murderer? Who'd he murder?
He's wanted in England for murder. How would I know who he murdered?
So what are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, forget it.
Listen, mister, just let me give you a word of advice. It don't do to try and fool around with the cops, see? Now get out of here before I charge you with something or other.
Of all the cops on the force, I have to pick that one. Anyways, I gets back to the rank and I buzzes Michael. Hello, Michael. Come in, honey.
Unless you get the day wiped out, don't honey me, Chuck Edwards.
Listen, honey, this is serious.
You think getting married is a joke?
Where's Redheaded?
Why?
Look, don't answer one question with another. This is urgent.
He called through. He was on his way to the airport. Why?
Okay, thanks, honey. I'll tell you why later. Right now, I got a dash.
I would have thought they would have sent two guys out to take him back.
Really?
I mean, suppose he was to get the drop on you.
Shut up.
Turn off here.
But the airport's that way.
Do like the man says or you get a slug between the ears.
Listen, you can't talk to me like that. You're under arrest.
You feel this in the back of your neck?
Yeah?
Well, it ain't my finger.
What are we playing, guessing games?
Turn off to the right. Take a quick look behind you, Buster.
You... A gun?
That's right. Now do as the man says.
So I turned. So I'm a coward. That's what I meant. There should have been two of you. Now he's got the drop on us. Hey, but wait a minute. You told me to turn.
I did indeed.
But I thought that you...
You've been deceived, I'm afraid. But cheer up. They were deceived at headquarters, too.
You ain't a real cop.
I'm afraid not. Now, if you want to live, and I imagine that you do, then I suggest you do exactly as you're told.
Like I said, I'm a coward. That's me.
Don't answer.
If I don't, they'll wonder why.
Let them wonder.
Come in, Fred. Calling Cap 21.
Switch it off.
Okay.
Now, about 2 miles along this road is a turnoff to the left. You take that. You follow it for 3 miles or so. There's a private landing strip. You know it?
Well, I'll find it. What's it called?
The strip. What does it matter?
No, it don't matter. You asked me if I knew it.
It's
all
called Charter Flights Incorporated. Now step on it.
Oh, yeah, I know the place. Yeah, Charter Flights. Okay, that's where we're headed.
Meanwhile, I had gone direct to police headquarters. And, of course, they tumbled to the caper just that little bit too late. Within 50 minutes of them turning Fox over to the phony London cop, the word came through. They'd alerted all cars, but the news hadn't filtered through to the knucklehead at the precinct house that I tangled with. As soon as I told them, they got on to Michael to try and find out where Red was. Red, in the meantime, was making his way as directed.
Listen, can't you go any faster than this?
Sure, but what if I get picked up for speeding?
Hey, he's got a point. Don't want to attract attention.
I'm getting jumpy. They'll have found Whitney's body by now.
You killed him?
Of course. Do you think he just handed over his identification?
You sure you croaked him?
I hit him behind the ear. I went out like a light. I didn't stop to find out. I took his papers and grabbed this chap's cab. Dead or unconscious, it doesn't matter. We haven't got that much time.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? Dead, they won't know who he is. Unconscious, he can come around and tell them. The boss told you to kill him, didn't he?
How? Should have been broad daylight.
For Pete's sake, you can't trust nobody to do a proper job these days. You should have made sure he was croaked.
Relax. We're nearly there, aren't we?
Now you're telling him to relax, and you was the one that was jumpy.
Shut up, bird brain.
That ain't a nice way to talk to the guy who got you out of poking.
I am talking to you.
Oh, well, that's different.
You don't have to go this slow. Say, are you trying to cook up something?
Me?
Yeah.
Like what, for instance? You got a gun in my neck, you pull that trigger, you blow a hole in my head. Now, I need a hole in my head like a hole in my head. What could I cook up?
Well, you can go faster than this.
Okay, you're the boss.
The turn-up is just ahead. Don't overshoot.
Now he's a backseat driver, too.
Cut the cracks. Turn.
Okay.
Ah, there you are. You can see the aerodrome from here.
The what?
The airstrip. Yeah, there's a plane waiting. At least you can rely on Harry.
Meaning what?
Meaning some parts of this organization function like they should, that's what.
I got you out of there, didn't I? There's the plane ready to go. What are you moaning about?
Yeah, okay. But they might have found that guy, and he might not have been dead.
Even so, how would they know how to trace us?
Yeah, I suppose we're safe. Here's the gate. Turn in.
Okay.
Stop here. You'll pardon me if under the circumstances we don't pay, won't you?
Sure.
I still don't know whether we shouldn't bump him off.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Come on, don't waste time. He can't do anything.
He's right. Listen to your friend. Don't waste time. I can't do anything.
All right. Think yourself lucky. I'm feeling in a good mood.
Okay, hold it there, both of you. You can't
covered on all sides.
The cops, how did they...
Drop the gun, Fox, or I'll plug you in no argument.
You better do as he says. They're all around us. Hey, Brad, Brad, you okay?
Sure, I'm fine.
Yeah, he's got to be fine. He fainted. How did the cops know where to hide out? Well, you see, for once, my buddy Red used his brains. Now, you see...
Let me tell them. After all, I did it.
Okay. So you tell them.
Well, you see, listeners and gentlemen and ladies and guys and dolls, when the guy told me to switch off the radio in the cab when Myrtle called me up, you remember? Now, he said, switch it off. Well, I didn't switch it off. I switched it to transmit. So the whole talk in the cab went right through the Myrtle, see? And they didn't know.
Yeah, and I kept the cops informed, see? So they knew to wait at Charter Flights Incorporated, see? So that's how...
All right, that's enough, both of yous. Everybody's trying to get into the act. This is my bit.
Yeah? Well, just you remember, Chuck Edwards, you has 1 week to name the day. That ain't changed.
Oh, boy, I'll think of something.
I said, Kowalski used his brains for once and they got nabbed. And that's about it for this week, guys and dolls. Look after yourself. Hey, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.